In the next 8 minutes, I'm going to show you exactly how to keep the IRS from blocking your 401k catch-up contributions in 2026. Did you know there's a new income threshold that changes everything for retirement savers? If you earned over $145,000 last year, the rules have shifted. Your catch-up contributions can no longer go into your traditional pre-tax accounts. And if your employer's plan isn't ready, you might lose the catch-up completely. I'm talking about changes that affect millions of professionals starting January 1st, 2026. Most people won't see this coming until it's too late. Here's the thing nobody talks about. This isn't just about new limits or contribution amounts. It's whether you can even make catch-up contributions at all. In this episode, you'll learn three wealth decision principles to remember to become smarter with money and an action plan to help you make better wealth decisions starting today. So let me paint you a picture. You're 55 years old. You've been maxing out your 401k for years. You love that catch-up contribution because it drops your taxable income. Every year you put in that extra $7,500, now $8,000 in 2026. That's real tax savings you can feel each month. Then January 2026 hits and everything changes. Your HR department sends an email about new contribution requirements. Suddenly, your catch-up money must go into a Roth account. No more upfront tax deduction on that $8,000. And worse, some employers won't be ready with Roth options, which means some high-income earners will lose catch-up contributions entirely. This isn't hypothetical. This is the Secure 2.0 Act in action. Real quick, this is Brian. I've been a financial advisor for 25 years, and I'm here to help you make better wealth decisions. So let's break down exactly what's happening in 2026. First, the good news, contribution limits are going up across the board. Standard 401k contributions jump from $23,500 to $24,500. If you're 50 or older, catch-ups increase from $7,500 to $8,000. That means you can contribute $32,500 total if you're in that age range. And here's something most people don't know about. If you're between 60 and 63, there's a super catch-up provision. You can add $11,250 instead of the regular $8,000. That pushes your total contribution to $35,750. Those are the critical wealth building years right before retirement. But here's where it gets complicated for high earners. That $145,000 threshold isn't based upon your AGI or your tax return income. It's based on box three of your W-2. That's your Social Security wages. So you need to pull last year's W-2 right now and check that number. If you're over $145,000 in box three, every dollar of catch-up goes to Roth. No traditional, not pre-tax, Roth only. Which means you pay income tax on your contribution now. No upfront deduction, no tax savings this year. Have you ever checked what box three on your W-2 actually shows? Reply to my pinned comment and let me know if you were surprised by that number. Now, you might be thinking this is just a tax timing issue, but it's actually much bigger than that. Stay with me because in the next few minutes, I'll show you why some people won't be able to make catch-up contributions at all. Now, here's the part that could derail your entire retirement strategy. Your employer's 401k plan must offer a Roth contribution option. If they don't have the Roth available, you're locked out. No catch-up contributions at all for high income earners. Not traditional, not Roth, nothing. This isn't the IRS being flexible. This is the law. And many small to mid-sized companies don't offer Roth 401k options yet. Think about what that means for a moment. You're 52 years old, making $160,000 a year. You've been counting on that $8,000 catch-up to boost retirement savings. Your employer's plan doesn't have a Roth option. Suddenly, you're capped at the standard $24,500. That's $8,000 a year you can't save in tax-advantaged accounts. Your employer's plan design determines your savings capacity, not just your income. This is why you need to talk to your HR immediately, not in December 2025, right now. Ask them directly, does our plan offer Roth 401k contributions? If not, what's the timeline to add it? Some plan providers can implement this quickly. Others need months. Your employer needs to know this matters to you. In just a moment, I'm going to walk you through the exact five-step action plan. But first, You need to understand why this Roth requirement might actually be the best thing that ever happened to your retirement. So there's a hidden opportunity here. Most people see this rule change as a problem. Losing the tax deduction feels like losing money. But here's what most people miss about Roth accounts. You get tax-free growth, tax-free withdrawals, no required minimum distributions during your lifetime. Traditional 401ks force you to start taking money out at age 73, whether you need it or not. And every dollar you take out is fully taxable at ordinary income tax rates. Roth accounts don't work that way. You can let that money grow for decades without touching it. And when you do take it out, zero taxes. No impact on your Social Security taxation, no impact on your Medicare premium surcharges. And here's the question nobody asks, but everyone should. Do you think tax rates are going up or down in the next 20 years? With national debt at record levels, unfunded liabilities mounting, if you believe rates are going up, paying taxes now locks in today's rates. That's the play high-income earners should be thinking about. Tax diversification beats tax deferral when rates are uncertain. Having buckets of money in traditional and Roth accounts give you flexibility. You can control your tax bracket in retirement by choosing which account to pull from. That's the power most people don't realize they have until it's too late to build it. All right, here's your five-step action plan to implement this week. Step one, pull your 2024 W-2 and check box 3. Write down that number. If it's over $145,000, you're affected by the Roth requirement. Step 2, call or email your HR department today. Ask 2 questions. Does our plan offer a Roth 401k contribution? If not, when will it be available? Get a specific answer. Step 3, calculate your 2026 tax impact. If you're planning $8,000 in catch-up contributions, that's now taxable income. At the 24% tax bracket, that's $1,900 in additional tax. Adjust withholding or quarterly estimates now. Step 4, review your overall Roth strategy. Look at your projected retirement income sources, Social Security, pension, traditional IRA distributions, and Roth distributions. Run the numbers on how much Roth makes sense. Step 5, set a reminder for December 2025. Confirm your employer's plan is ready. Set up your 2026 contribution elections and make sure catch-up is the properly designated as a Roth. That's it. 5 concrete steps you can start today. But here's the thing most people won't do. They'll watch this video and think it's good information. Then they'll do nothing until tax season 2026. By then, it's too late to plan, too late to adjust, too late to fix. Don't be that person. Look, these 401k changes aren't suggestions, they're law. The $145,000 threshold is indexed to inflation. So every year, more people fall into this requirement. This is your window to get ahead of it. Drop a comment below with your biggest question about these 401k changes. I read every single comment and I'll answer the top questions in a follow-up. And always remember, wealth isn't built by accident. It's built by making better decisions today. This is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy, and I hope to see you next week.